Welcome to RC Talk, the voice of Ratio Christi at Marshall University. My name is John Mays. I'm your host. I'm also the regional director for the states of West Virginia and Pennsylvania, along with being the chapter director at Marshall University. So on today's show, 130 shows, podcasts later, I'm going to do probably the most technical one I have ever done. I know, you're pretty excited, aren't you? I'm pretty excited. But first of all, if you haven't heard or you don't care about science and Christianity, well, this is a basic podcast concerning science and Christianity. And I promise you that your kids and others in the secular world think or believe that science has shown that there is no use for God or Christianity or religion as a whole. So, my goal today is at least give you a foundation of some of the issues with science. We'll talk about the scientific method, and we'll talk about what we refer to as scientism. But to start, as always, well, not as always, but I'd like to start with a quote, because a lot of times when you start talking to people, they're going to tell you they don't believe anything that can't be proven with science. If it cannot be proven by science, they don't believe it. And you should say, what? Okay, now we've covered this. You should say, you can't prove that sentence with science. Another objection will be, I don't believe anything that is not proven with the scientific method. And we should again say, can you prove that sentence with the scientific method? And at the very end, I'm going to tell you my view of why I don't spend a lot of time on science, and I'll give you a good book to reference that, if I can remember. Anyway, on with the quote. At the outset, it should be stated that there is no scientific method, no formula with five easy steps guaranteed to lead to discoveries. There are many methods used at different stages of inquiry in widely varying circumstances. Ian Barber, Issues in Science and Religion. Issues in Science and Religion. Twice. Religion. So, just like with everything else, you need to define your terms when you're talking to somebody. And a lot of people, you know, like to say that we can prove Christianity. Well, we can't. We still have to have faith. And a lot of times they like to say that science can prove things. And there's where the trick comes in to define the term. How are we using the word prove? We can't prove God, and we can't disprove God. So either way, you have to have faith. Way off track. Definition of proof that we're using, or that I'm using in this particular episode, an act of showing that something is true. Seems pretty easy. Science cannot show that something is true in the sense that it is established as correct, without exception, in all circumstances. Absolute scientific proof is not possible. Don't leave me, especially if you know anything about science. I'm going to explain all this. I'm just an attention getter, maybe. I want you to see where I'm going. So, proofs are only possible in logic and math. In those two fields, once a proposition has been proven, shown as true, that proof will remain valid forever. Let me give you an example or two. Logic. I know my beliefs, thoughts, feelings, and which body is mine. I have first-person knowledge, subjective knowledge of how we perceive common things in the external world. It is not transferable from one person to another. Of these by direct awareness. When I defined what I was talking about, first-person knowledge in the middle there. I'll read it again. I have first-person knowledge, meaning subjective knowledge of how we perceive common things in the external world. It is not transferable from one person to another. Of these by direct awareness. Okay. More certainty which body is mine than that electrons exist. So there's an example of something science can't prove, but is logic. Science uses logic. They can't prove logic. Ethical. Torturing babies for fun is wrong. And you know, I talk a lot about morality. Science cannot prove that torturing babies for fun is wrong. Mercy and kindness are virtues. Mathematical. Geometry and calculus. 2 + 2 = 4. You may need to have some experience to form a concept of what 2 is, but 2 + 2 = 4 in all places, at all times, for all people. In science, if an experiment is done that contradicts a current theory, then that theory is not wholly true and must be redefined or discarded. Scientific ideas can be disproven, but never absolutely proven. Similar to Christianity, being a cumulative case based on circumstantial evidence. And you've heard me say that many times. We Christians should believe that Christianity is true based on a cumulative case of circumstantial evidence. It's a different type of evidence than what science uses, and a different type of methodology. Science makes many assumptions. Okay, there is an external orderly world that exists independently of our theories about it. And I'm telling you, if you think this is too complicated, that other believers or Christians shouldn't understand or know this, then I apologize, but this is very basic from the conversations that are had on college campuses and in other places outside the church. The church needs to focus a little bit more on stuff like this, and you don't need to know everything, I don't guess, but you need to have at least a basic foundation to where you can have the conversation. I mean, anyway, we can have knowledge of that world. Language is capable of referring to objects in that world. Okay, did you get that? I'll go through it. Science makes many assumptions, such as there is an external, orderly world that exists independently of our theories about it. We can have knowledge of that world. Language is capable of referring to objects in that world. But many people deny this. I don't know why. Science cannot prove these presuppositions by science. So much more, and there's a whole lot more, not just so much. There's a lot more involving theology, philosophy, and reliability of our cognitive. Cognitive meaning enables consciousness, perception, thinking, judgment, and memory. So philosophy and the reliability of our cognitive and sensory. Sensory meaning which the external world is apprehended. Faculties. And I give the definitions because I presented this at the Ratio Christi class, and not everyone there is on the same level as some of the others. So I tried to break it down for them as well. Especially if they make claims about truth and rationality. So without the definitions, science cannot prove these presuppositions by science. There's a whole lot more involving theology, philosophy, and the reliability of our cognitive and sensory faculties. Especially if they make claims about truth and rationality. So now the big word, scientism. Scientism. Science is the very paradigm, a philosophical or theoretical framework of a scientific school or discipline within which theories, laws, and generalizations and the experiments performed in support of them are formulated. Without the definition, scientism. Science is the very paradigm of truth and rationality. Scientism is the view that the hard sciences, chemistry, biology, physics, astronomy, provide the only genuine knowledge of reality. And that goes to the point of, in the beginning when I said, some people will argue they only believe things that can be proven by science. Well, obviously you can't prove that statement, as I said, but herein lies where that leads. It's self-refuting, it's self-defeating, and I wish I had time to go into more of that, and I should probably do a podcast on self-defeating statements. Anyway, there's two types of scientism, strong and weak. Yeah, I know, that was tough, huh? Strong scientism states that something can be known if and only if that thing is scientifically testable. Okay. You should know what to say to that. Weak scientism states that there may be a few examples of non-scientific knowledge. However, comma, it is not good knowledge compared to scientific knowledge. Again, define your terms. What do you mean by good, first of all, especially good knowledge, as opposed to bad knowledge? Well, it says, compared to scientific knowledge. So anything that's not scientific knowledge, according to weak scientism, is not good knowledge. Did you get all that? Yep. So, both versions of scientism are false. The strong version is self-refuting, meaning it cannot meet its own criteria since it cannot be tested scientifically. Both versions fail to allow for the asserting and defending of the presuppositions of science. Discussed previously concerning the assumptions of science, meaning an external world exists, we have knowledge of said world, language is capable of referring to objects in that world. So, five things science cannot in principle explain. And some people think that it can, but it hasn't, and it won't. It can't. It's not its purpose. It's not the purpose of science. So, number one, five things science cannot in principle explain. The origin of the universe. The origin of the fundamental laws of nature. The fine-tuning of the universe. The origin of consciousness. The existence of moral, rational, aesthetic, objective laws and intrinsically valuable properties. Five things science cannot do. And there's obviously more, but so finally, all of that to say this: science and theology are not at odds. So don't be concerned when people talk about science is disproven or God, or we don't need God because of science. Science has its limits. We're comfortable with Newton's three laws of motion, yet these laws break down at very high rates of speed. The Higgs boson. Here's your definition, as previously. The Higgs is a vital ingredient in the Standard Model of Physics. In 1964, Englert and Higgs, in separate papers, proposed the theory that predicted the existence of this fundamental particle. And it was only announced after it was determined that there was only about a 1 in 2 million chance the observation was not caused by the real phenomenon being investigated. So you see what happens there? It's a scientific theory, and please don't ever do that. Don't tell somebody that, well, it's just a theory. That is a scientific theory, but this is how strong those theories are. 1 in a 2 million chance. But yet the same people that argue for science as I mentioned, the fine-tuning argument. Maybe I'll do a podcast on that as well. They blow the fine-tuning off, but if the universe wasn't fine-tuned as it is, we would not be able to exist here. So, basically, although scientific proof is not attainable, we have a high level of confidence in scientific knowledge. Herein lies part of the main reason of not arguing somebody that, well, science can't prove this or science can't prove that. The point being, science has its limits, but so does theology and religion, Christianity. Again, remember, we say that Christianity is true based on a cumulative case of circumstantial evidence. We still have to have faith. Science has its points and its purpose, but this was what I was going to tell you earlier, and my firm belief, and the reason I don't have arguments with people that want to argue the scientific side, because you can't do science without logic and math and some of the things that had to come from somewhere. So where are they getting the basis to do their scientific, what do you call it, scientific, it's not theories. How are they doing science without the laws of logic? How are they doing science without math? Where did they come from? Well, Christians believe they came from God. Frank Turek has a book called Stealing from God. It's titled Stealing from God. It's a good read. You need to pick it up if you're concerned about science causing religion or Christianity a problem. It does not. They do not compete. They're not at odds. Hopefully this gave you a very basic foundation of science, scientific method, scientism. And the easy way around most of that is it self-refutes, but don't go out and try to win a debate based on this particular podcast. Let me give you some sources real quick. J.P. Moreland, Christian and the Nature of Science, Lecture Notes from Biola University. J.P. Moreland, Scientism and Secularism. Another very good book. J.P. Moreland. I kind of like J.P., can you tell? Evangelical Dictionary of Theology, Science and Theology. J.P. Moreland, William Lane Craig, Philosophical Foundations for a Christian Worldview. And Michael Strauss, Dictionary of Christianity and Science, Scientific Proof. Questions or comments, please email me at johnmays@ratiochristi.org. Or it's that time of year, boys and girls. Yes, it's the giving time. It's always the giving time when you're raising support, but especially during Thanksgiving and Christmas. I think I mentioned it last podcast, is when most of the support for the year is raised, and we would greatly appreciate a one-time gift or a monthly commitment, because we do have to budget. If you'd like to be a part of our support team, you can go to johnmays.ratiochristi.org. Until next time, hopefully you weren't thunderstruck.